Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Destiny. I am with the fraud department. Will you hold one moment while I review your account?
Yep, I have two fraudulent charges on there. One is $49.89 and the other is $39.97.
Okay, just hold one moment.
I didn't know. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. I didn't know you people were charging my phone more than a dollar. So it was definitely, I don't know what you want to call it, a trick or something to get you in there. I never agreed to pay anything but the dollar that the thing event, that the thing tricked me into ordering. And I've never received anything, and I did not sign up for those with the understanding of you'd be taking more money. I get $800 a month from disability that I live on, and I know for a fact I would never order those gadgets or whatever they are for $49.89 and $39.97. Unless both of them are $49.89. February 5th and February 7th. Those are fraudulent charges.
Okay, I do understand.
Unsubscribe, and I wish to be, you put the money back in my account, or like somebody took over my account, my two bank checks in the last 2 months. Bounced. I went to my office yesterday to talk to them, and they said, Candy, this month's check bounced also. I said, well, how can it be? I sent you the check with the rent check in it and everything, and then when I go to the bank pulls up all these papers for me, and there's tons and tons of all these charges that I have not made knowingly. I had the bank working with me, and I've had a business bureau working with me to try and recoup all this money for the last 2 months that has been taken, we believe, fraudulently.
Okay, will you verify your shipping address for me?
19 Newhall Ave, apartment 307, Saugus, Mass. 01906. I have the bank statement in front of me with everything that's been going on with my disability check for the last couple of months. And here I have two of them, February 5th and February 7th, $49.89 each. I definitely need to be unsubscribed from this company if that's what's happening, like the little girl before you said. I have to have that unsubscribed to this program that you guys are doing, taking money out of my check every month. And I please need to be refunded two times for $49.89.
Okay, will you verify that shipping address?
Okay, so I do see here
you have this meal plan with us, and you're saying that you never placed the order at all?
No, ma'am. No, I would never do that. I just told you I only live on $800 a month.
Okay, do you think anyone in your household could have placed the order?
No, I live alone. I told the
Okay, will you verify your email for me?
There's fraudulent stuff going on. I'm investigating with my bank and whoever else will listen. What did you just ask me?
Will you verify your email?
Yes, yeah, small letters, Candace White, 2004@yahoo.com. I thought it was a dollar.
And will you verify your phone number?
My phone number is 401-204-9980. Thank you. I don't mean to come off hostile, but I'm in the middle of an investigation in my checking account for the last 2 months. My card has been ripped off, and I'm going through every one of the phone numbers that the bank gave me, the phone number and the company and the amount and everything.
Okay, so I just want you to be aware. We do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who placed the order without your knowledge. So before I proceed, I just want to be sure that you do not recall authorizing that shipping
and
handling charge.
Absolutely not.
Okay, we'll be reporting this to your local police department, providing them with the IP address that the order originated from, as well as contacting the USPS Post Inspector. Now, I just want you to be aware you can call back later if you would like to ask your family members before you proceed with the investigation.
What do you mean? Something about my family members.
If you would like to check with your family members to see if they could have placed the order.
I live by myself and I don't talk to anybody. They're all jerks. No way. None of my family members, they don't even come and visit me. I don't allow it.
Okay, so we'll be reporting. Okay, so would you like to go through with a fraud investigation?
Yes, because I need my money back.
Okay, just hold one moment.
Business Bureau.
Just hold one moment.
My bank told me to call.
Okay, will you hold one moment?
Yeah.
Have you already disputed the charge with your bank?
Yeah, I had the paperwork in front of me of all these charges that I have not made. They underlined the phone numbers and circled the ones that are not me.
Okay, due to you stating on the recorded line that you have already disputed the charge, the only thing that I am able to do is keep your account canceled. You'd have to give us a call back with your bank on the line. And if your bank is willing to drop that dispute, then we will be able to start a refund process.
Okay, well, I'll be going to my bank Monday. Is there anybody particular I should ask for at this 855-979-1388 phone number?
You can just give us a call back at the same number.
Okay, I have to go to the bank and have the bank on the phone to fight it.
Right. Give us a call back at the same number due to you stating that you have already disputed. There is nothing that we're able to do to the account at all.
Yeah, I'm starting right now to dispute the charge. I'm going to the bank on Monday with all of my info that I have to sit down with them. Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.
So listen, I'm unsubscribed as of now, correct? Can you look and make sure?
I'm sorry, you said, can I do what now?
Can you check and make sure that I'm unsubscribed to this program, whatever it is?
Your account have already been canceled, ma'am.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome,
okay,
and thank you for calling customer support.
Okay,
and thank you for calling.